The Gemara's Ikka Makar for Shlichus is by Gittin. Hagam, the Mishnah over here by us is Kedushin, but the Makar that the Gemara brings for Shlichus is Gittin. Of course, the Olam is aware or will become aware that there are going to be other Makaris for Shlichus from Truma, Parvim Pesach, and maybe more. But we're starting with Gittin. And by Gittin, it was Mavur from the Pasuk of Vishilcha Mibesai. It says Vishilcha Mibesai twice. The Gemara darshans Shilach, Vishilach, Vishilcha, without going involved into the technicalities. But what was Mavur, we already saw in the Sugya that. This is a Bazunder Makar for Shliach Lahilacha by Get. Bazunder, Shilach. And having known that there's a Shliach Lahilacha, that the Baal, whose function is to give the Get, that he can, in fact, make a shliach, that instead of him doing it, he's miman as someone b'mkoymoy, that will be his maisa, his pu'ula, it will be ki'ilu, it's him, amak, the original, all the different stardom that we haven't talked about. But shliach lo'ilacha, the concept exists. We dramatically proved that it's true, that even if that would be true, it would not then follow automatically that it would be pashut, that she, in her function of accepting the get, the kabbalah, would be able, in fact, to make a shliach. There's a bazundari makar, a bazundari alfusa, the extra yitura, and that's what teaches us. So clearly, we have to shtel avek that is a necessity for a bazundar makar for shliach lo'ilacha, and a bazundar makar for shliach lo'kabbalah. We discussed it. Maybe dafka hilacha, it's balkarcha, it's midaitoi, it's not mili, v'chule, we discussed various ideas, but it was a fact. But then we saw that by gittin, still by gittin, we were mechadish, shliach oisa shliach. Now, shliach oisa shliach is also a phenomenon, a new idea that a shliach could make another shliach. So I want to ask an interesting shaila. Put this shaila on the table, it will be negeya for today's shir. The Olam is aware that at the end of the day, there's going to be shlichus not only by gittin. There's going to be shlichus by gittin, kedushin. Actually, let's speak it out. The Gemara attempts to learn out kedushin from a mematzinu. No, there's a pircha. So there's a hekesh. But there's a hekesh. And then afterwards, there's shlichus by Truman, Karban Pesach. I challenge you that we'll find other inyanim also that have shlichus. I want to make a suggestion. Maybe, could there be shlichus time that a guy should cross the street? You can maybe manage someone to shlich to cross the street for you? Pashtus not. I'm also asking. Yeah. What? All the WH questions on that one, yeah? But on any Indian, there can be shlichus. Gittin, Kedushin, Karban Pesach. I have an interesting one. Could you make a shlichus on shlichus? There's a parasha of shlichus in the Torah. Machari, you should be able to make a shlich on shlichus. I know you don't make a shlichus on Stam just across the street. But there's shlichus on Gittin, Kedushin, Truma, Karban Pesach. More details to follow. So why do you need a bazundar of Zeres HaKosim that a shlich can make a shlich? It should be pashut. You can make a shlich on shlichus. Interesting sort way of asking the question. Why is it necessary a bazundar a shlich or a shlich? Let it be shlichus on shlichus. It's either you connect to this question or not. And we'll put it on the side. But avada by gittin, we in fact do have a bazundar exeris a kosher for shliach as a shliach. Question: is there a bazundar makar for shliach as a shliach by halacha, and then separately a bazundar makar for shliach as a shliach like kabbalah, or maybe no? Ad kan b'shabbos agadol. You can stop. We know the shliach lelacha. We know the shliach like kabbalah. For some reason, you need to go beyond that. Be mechadish that a shliach can make another shliach. Got it? But now that I got it, the idea that a shliach can make another shliach, maybe that automatically, ditto. Gilui Milsa, it can apply all over.
Is there
Bo Yosef B'Shlucha by Shlichas? Is there Bo Yosef B'Shlucha by Shlichas? I think we touched it maybe already. That would be a question. We talked about Ishtay Kagufa and other things. Yeah, that would be interesting. But now I want to talk about Kedushin for a minute. What?
Should it be able to work, or should you be able to say it won't work?
No, it should work, but it shouldn't need its amps on the car. It should be pashut that it works, because it shouldn't need it as under the car. No, that's a different question. Why can't it work twice is a different question. That's a different question. That Bechlal, why shouldn't it be pashut that another shliach can make a shliach? That's a nice question. Many Achroinim ask, including Reb Chaim. I'm asking something else. Let's say it's a vada achidish that a shliach can make another shliach. But if shlichus works for gittin, and if shlichus works for kedushin, and if shlichus works for truma, let shlichus work for shlichus. Of any topic.
You need the
makor. No! A tzara shava from gittin, kedushin, truma, and karban pesach. A quadruple tzara shava. It won't deliver. But lemaisa, we do need a makor for shliach oisa shliach. Rav Chaim was asking something else. Why shouldn't there be pashut that you can do multiple shlichus, duplicate the shlichus? We're going to talk about that also.
Tzara shava is a makor.
You're right, but I wouldn't know. Would you need it? You're right. Why do you need the extra hay? Question. One second. I want to talk about shlichus by kedushin, shlich lahalacha by kedushin from a hekesh. At the end of the day, shlich lekabola by kedushin from a hekesh. Shlich ois the shlich by kedushin. Question. Anyone remember that? What did we talk about? Maybe it might be mealy, and we talked about shlich lahalacha by kedushin even being mealy. But I want to talk about matana. There's a matana, yeah? It's a nice box with a pink ribbon, matana, something in it. And someone is memana or shliach, Ruvain, and he gives, it's not mealy, he gives the matana to Shimon, and he says, you're my shliach, give it to Levi. Fair enough? You were memana or shliach to give a matana? Who's the shliach? Shimon. Could Shimon be memana another shliach, Yehuda, to give it to Levi? Is there shliach or is the shliach by Hailochas Matana? Pardon, I'm going to talk in a minute about shliach or shliach by Kabbalas Matana. I'm going to do both, one at a time. But I want to talk about, and it was in Thursday's Mar Makaymas, we're wrapping things up. Is shliach or is the shliach lo Hailocha by a Matana? What would be the tzadnat? It's mealy? It's not mealy. There's a box. Oh. Shliach, if shliach lahaylocha by kedushin is possibly mili, what was the reason why shliach lahaylocha of kedushin was mili? Either the martyr with the kaddish miradish, that what? Ulai loy soive ha'isha, and over here, ulai loy soive Levi. Maybe Levi won't want to be makabel, and that could be as far as that it's mili. What about Tosfos Rit? Tosfos Rit said the reason kedushin is mili is because it's a ring, it's swappable, it doesn't have to be that. The shtar kedushin is not mealy, but a ring is. Over here, not. The matana is a specific matana. So it wouldn't be mealy. But like the kodesh miradish, there's a question, maybe it should be mealy. The tzais entertains a tzad in resh mem dalid beis that a shliach o hailocha of matana cannot be nimsar to another shliach because it's mealy. The nesivis, quoted in Jimmy number 66, but it's also in the Nesivis, says, Shlichus of Matana is just a mailman. It's just a hechatimtza. It's a maisa koif ba'alma. Tli matana me'al gabi karka. There's a shaila that it doesn't work. Like we talked about, tli kedushach me'al gabi karka. For sure a shliach can make another shliach for Matana. But I want to say a differentness of what? Yeah, but he will. But he will. The parabah that he won't want doesn't bother me. One second. I want to say another lumdish of I hope the Olam will appreciate the Nakuda. When the Kodesh Miradish says that by a Kedushin it's considered mealy, he wasn't talking about the ring or the star. He was talking about the Kedushin. You know, a Shliach is going to be creating a Kedushin. Now, when you Mamana that first Shliach with a ring or a star, he has that atomic power in him, it's not mealy, to create a Kedushin. Says the Kodesh Miradish, but he doesn't because maybe she won't want. So you don't have. It's not Vade, it's not Gemar, it's not Burr, it's not a done deal. The Matana, though, the Matana is a done deal. The box with the ribbon, it's there. Oh, maybe Levi won't want to accept it. Okay, so he won't, so give it to someone else. The Matana is there. The word of the Kodesh Miradish is, Kedushin is not yet Gomer. She might not want, and there won't be a Kedushin here. Kedushin is a cloud. Kedushin is a Zach. It's a bear that happens when she's Makabalit. Maybe she won't. The Matana is a Matana. Man on the box, it's there. If you appreciate the kinesh of the Kodesh Miradish, it could be he meant that the Kedushin won't be able to be chal. Matana, yeah.
Matana
say, I know, but that's, and hopefully he'll accept, and if he doesn't, so he won't. But the Metzias is there already. But the Metzias is there.
That's
a different word, but that's not what I'm saying. To answer his question, I know, but that's not, I'm saying something else. That Kedushin is a Metzias. When a lady is finally Mekabel the Kedushin, it's a new thing happened. Kedushin happened. But I don't need that.
What's the difference?
Okay, one second. We can move on. I ad kan was shliach oisa shliach lohoylocha by matana. I want to talk about shliach oisa shliach lekabola by matana. Here it's the other way around. Levi told Shimon, I heard Reuven is sending me something. Go, he's coming himself. Go receive it for me. Shimon is the shliach lekabola. Could Shimon be Mamana on the Shliach Lekabola? Yes, Lod, and if it's Mealy, correct? Claire's the Ksa. What? What? That's similar to the Nesivis' Kasha. similar to the Nesivos Kasha. But the question the Ksois wants to know is, who is the Shliach LaKabbalah, if I lost track of the names? That guy, the Shliach LaKabbalah, could he be Makabal the Matana in his Chatzar? A Makabal Matana could be Zeicha with Chatzar. But there's a Tzad, declares the Ksois, and the Shaar HaMelech, and many Aphrainim, Chatzar works within Shlichas. If you're going to tell me that Shliach LaKabbalah can't make another Shliach, so then the Shliach LaKabbalah would not be able to be Makabal in his Chatzar. Now you're asking Stan, let the other Shliach, let it just be Zachal Adam. I understand, it's a good question. But why is, well, the Ksois wants to know, would there be Shlichas by Shliach LaKabbalah? Now one more prat, very important. One more Tashlumen from last time. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a bomb kasha. We've been discussing that Shliach LaHailacha of Kedushin is Mili, and as such, the Shliach LaHailacha shouldn't be able to make a second Shliach LaHailacha. Frech, Rabbi Kiveger, how could you Bechal have Shliach LaHailacha by Kedushin? Now, I know there's a Pasuk of Shlichas and there's a Hekesh, I know. But it's Mili, and there's a Man the Amar by Omer Imru that even by Mili, not only Mili can't be given over to a second Shliach, Mili, you can't even be a Shliach. Lamash, you know what the case of Mili that you can't even be a Shliach? If a husband tells someone, I want to be Mamani you, to tell someone else to write the get. Oimer Imru, don't write the get. I'm telling you to tell someone else. There's a Mamani Imru that nothing starts. He can't be a Shliach for that, it's only words. So then how could that first Shliach Lailach even be a Shliach? This is a complex question which we're not going to do justice to, but I want to speak out one knach from the Imre Moshe. Many Acharonim say similar. Again, it's part of a larger topic, but I want to say the knach. When you're Mamani Shliach Lailach, by get, what does he have in his hands already? Let's go. When you mamana shliach lailacha by get, he has a get. It's a done deal. It's gemar. There's no stopping it. It could be balkarcha. That's not mili. But when you give a kedushin to a shliach, it's mili. Maybe she won't want. Maybe there won't be a kedushin. We're clearing it's mili. When we say something's mili, you know what we say? You're not a shliach yet. You're not a shliach yet. You're pending. If you will show up and she will want, so then you'll become a shliach. You're not a shliach yet. A shliach with a get in his hand, you get it? The ish is not here. It's a 3-day trip. But he's already a shliach. It's a done deal. None stopping it. Avada something can stop it. He could drop dead. The train could not show up. A lot of things can happen. But mitzad the setup, it's a done deal. He's already a shliach. When we say shliach leiloch is mili, the pshat is because you're not a shliach yet. Careful. So Rabbi Kiveg is right that he can't give the get. Forget. Let him taka show up. She says she is maskim, and then he could do it. He'll become a shliach then. You know why the Shliach Lahailacha can't be Beina Tai and be Maman another Shliach Lahailacha? Because he's not a Shliach right now. That's the oimet of why he can't be Maman another Shliach yet. Only a Shliach can be Maman another Shliach. That would be Matona, that would be Tony the Tzoyz.
Yankel won't get paid if she won't push his Kedushin. Okay. So that's what he
said,
he's not a Shliach.
No, it could be it's different because there it's technical. I hear. I think we can get out of it because there it's technical, but here it's focused on the Kedushin itself. And I think maybe we'll appreciate the Bartzaluni. What did the Bartzaluni say? Why sometimes by Mili, what can make it Ois Mili? Amaisa Kinyan, Kinyan Suther. What does that do? We mutchered on it. Ken Zayn, the Imre Moshe is saying, you're not a Shliach yet, you're only pending. He says, no, don't tell me I'm only pending. We made a Kinyan on it. That Kinyan gives it Toykif. That you can define him already as a shliach. I think the Imre Moshe himself says it. The oimek of what the Bartzaluni's Kinyan Suder is doing is that it's making him a shliach. Now, no, because we'll talk. There's another shlav here, Rabbi Sai. We really want to go weiter. And the Ezer Hashem, v'siyata d'shmaya b'lineder, we're going to also do Truma today and turn the Amid Beis. But there's a major topic we still have to talk about shlichus. It's a ktsois in Simen Kuf Peches. The ktsois is actually negeya, a general shaila in shliach bechlal, not in shliach ha'is shliach, but I want the Olam to appreciate and already know in advance, in a few minutes, in that same ktsois, it's actually going to be a fascinating giloy in understanding shliach ha'is shliach. But first, for a few minutes, let's talk about shliach bechlal, even the first shliach. When someone is memana shliach, for anything, for gittin, kedushin, shruma, karben, pesach, v'chulei, when you're memana shliach, now, the mishaleach goes home and says, I'm taking a nap. The shliach is now going to do the job. And that's true. The mishaleach can be sleeping when it happens. Anything. Gittin, kedushin, truma, karban pesach. The mishaleach, right? The husband, by a gerushin, or the going to be the husband by a kedushin, or the baal ha-karban, or whatever, or the baal of the dagon, or v'chulei. the Meshaleach, he goes to sleep. And there's no problem with that. He's not functioning. He's sleeping. He took a sleeping pill. He's out. The Shliach is doing the job. But is the Shliach attached to the Meshaleach with strings? What do I mean? Is it wireless or is there a connection? Now, someone told me wireless also is connected, and that's probably true. But how much is the Shliach connected? Lamashal, the Ktsais player is an interesting Shaila, and there are so many other details, but let's open up Gnoi with the Ktsais Shaila. Is there a problem if the Meshaleach became a Shaita? Let's talk about Gerushin, because that's what he talks about, although it's negated by other things. A husband was Mimana Shliach, wrote the Get Lishma, had a Sefer write it, B'Shlichas Karada, and he gave it to the Shliach. And the Shliach is on the way, it's a two-day trip to go give the get to the Isha. In the interim, the Meshaleach, who's a vada, allowed to be going to sleep and be unawares and not be connected with a WhatsApp to know that it happened, but it's worse, he became a Shaita. The Gemara says that if the Meshaleach is a Shaita, it's a problem, by the way, it's a Gemara. But the Ksois brings that there's a Machlaikis, Rambam and Tur, Pshat in that Gemara. The Rambam says it's only a Gezerah Derabbanan. Be'emes, the Shlichas is able to continue, in spite of the fact that the Meshaleach is a Shaita, it's only a Derabbanan. The Tur argues, and the Tur, the Ksois is Medayik in the Lashon of the Tur, that no, if the Meshaleach is a Shaita, it's ice. Why? The Tur understands that the connection of the Shliach to the Meshaleach, yes, the Meshaleach could be sleeping. But Be'etzem, the Meshaleach, I don't want to talk about the fancy words, Yodi Arichta, Daite Arichta, Hemshech, the Meshaleach's, not presence, the Chibur to the Meshaleach, it's not that he did his thing and he could totally disconnect. The Ktsois talks about Amatona, he says, by get, there's a Machlekes Rambam and Tor, whether you made it Xer Derabbanan. But that's only the Rabbanah. Like the Rambam, a Meshaleach could be a Shaita. Like the Torah, not. Adds the Ksois a much bigger Chiddush. It's an eye-opener. He says it, though. He says the Meshaleach not only could become a Shaita, and the Meshaleach not only could be a Goisis, the Meshaleach could drop dead. Before the get is given. Now, what happens if a guy dies before the get was given? If he doesn't have kids and is a brother? I just said, if he has a brother and he doesn't have kids, you're going to fall to Yibam. If a get was given, then you're not going to fall to Yibam. You're a Grusha. The Meshaleach died. Okay, he died before the Shliach gave the get. Zok the Ktsais, Mitzad Shlichos, the Shliach is on cruise control, wirelessly, not connected to the Meshaleach, doing his own thing. And again, I'm going to be careful how I say it. Mitzad Shlichos, the Shlichos could be Mamshech even though he's dead. Gerade, it's a bluff, because in a case when the husband's dead before the get was given, so she's already an almana, and she's already a yavama, and there's no ishus, and ein hamesim megarshim, and of course you can't pull off a gerishim like that. Avada. Oh, but for the protocol, the Shlichos can continue even if the Meshaleach's dead. Now that's an ofrais of a chiddush, and it's not what it said in the Rambam and the Torah. The Rambam and the Torah talked about when the Meshaleach was a shaita. The Ksoi says, take it to the higher level. Now, in the Haggois from Harav Drumitrovsky, they bring from Rav Chaim Oizer and the Stipler and Rav Shmuelzovsky and many Achronim, they all argue on the Ksais. First of all, they say, we're maxing out at Shaita. If a Meshaleach's dead, the Shlichus can't continue. A minimal connection that the Shliach is still b'shlita, b'hachvona of the Meshaleach, if he's dead, it's over. And they even bring a raya, a parenthetical interruption for 30 seconds, either you get it or not, and we'll move on. If a person makes a chalois that he wants the chalois, nothing to do with shlichus. A person makes a chalois that's supposed to be chal la'achar lamed. This is a musik, chalois la'achar lamed. He makes the maisa now, and he has in mind that the chalois should happen la'achar lamed, and he becomes a shaita within lamed. The Yerushalmi compares a shaita, toich lamed, to a meshaleach that became a shaita. That, says these achrayim I mentioned, shows that this is a local shaita topic. It's not even locally specifically gabi shlichus. It's a more general thing. I would say, can a chalois happen to you when you're a shaita? I'm going to talk about that also. One second, but first, in the connection of shaita, the Yerushalmi that compares chalois lachalamed with shaita and the what's it called with shaita shows that it's a shaita dikavar. The ktsais goes the other way. Now, here comes the new part that I promised I'm going to get to, which shliach is shliach. Do we accept that the Ktsois said, B'das the Rambam al kaponim, that a Meshaleach is so, hey, you're not important anymore, status, he could be dead, and the Shliach could continue his Shlichus. In the topic of a gerushin, it's irrelevant because there's no marriage to be megarished. Slight problem. But the concept, wow. Zok the ksois, a step further now. Watch a case. It's myridic. I hope that this is myridic. Everything is, but this is myridic. A baal gave a shliach mailacha again. The shliach mailacha was memana, another shliach. Who's holding the get now? The second shliach. Oh, I'm going to kill a lot of people. One second. A baal was memana shliach lahaylacha. The shliach lahaylacha gave over the get to a second shliach lahaylacha. By get, avada, the Gemara says, shliach haysa shliach. By kedushin, we talked about it with the Kaddish Miradish, this is by get. And he made a second shliach. Now, the second shliach is connected to the first shliach or to the original mishaleach? Stop a question to throw at the yodel. A shliach sheni is a shliach of the first shliach, or is he directly a shliach of the mishaleach? Careful. Do you know that a baal that he gives a shliach to a shliach could be mevatel the shliach? You're aware of that? No one's dying. No shaita. Just a baal could be mevatel the shlichus. Correct? As long as the get wasn't given yet, he could be mevatel the shlichus. There's a whole thing in the fourth parak that you have to make the shliach aware about the bittul or not. That's in the fourth parak. Whether the bittul has to be done in front of him or akapanim to make sure he knows about it in his details. But the concept, a baal can be mevatel the shlichus. The meshaleach can be mevatel the shlichus. Careful. Can shliach rishon be mevatel the shlichus that he made to the shliach sheni? Yes. It's not a mafarshi gemara, but the ksois brings it from the marami padava, and that's what that post came them on, that the shliach rishon can be mevatel the shliach sheni. Zok the ksois, vaistois that the shliach sheni is a shliach of the shliach rishon, who is a shliach of the baal. I got it. But the shliach sheni is a shliach of the shliach rishon. What if the shliach rishon dies? Careful. Remember, the husband's not dead. There's a marriage here. The husband's alive. What if the shliach rishon dies? The ksois has a gemara that if the shliach rishon dies, the shliach sheni could continue. Says the ksois. Shtei da, shlichus can continue even though the mishaleach died. The mishaleach here is shliach number one. Not the real husband. And he died. And the shlichus continues. Zok the ksois, you see my concept. Shlichus can continue after the mishaleach's death as long as there's a husband. Zog in the Heiligach writing, we said all the Jimmy brings all that friend. They say, no, double miss the boat. No, miss the boat. Double disagreement over here. Punkfakert. First of all, a shliach rishon, when he's memana shliach sheni, he's making the shliach sheni a shliach of the original husband. Interruption, so how come he could be mevatel? He could still be mevatel because of a technicality called Asi Dibur or mevatel Dibur, okay? So he could grab the technicality, snip the thing, and I don't know about a wire, but he can snip it and Asi Dibur. But be'etzem when you're mamana shliach, you're a shliach of the original guy. And that's why I don't care if the shliach rishon dies. Not because I don't care if the mishaleach dies, it's because he's not the mishaleach. Again, a recap on this set. There's number one, the baal, a.k.a. the mishaleach. Number two, shliach number one. Sorry for doing that. Number three, shliach number two. It's a fact that shliach number one dies, the shlichus could continue. The ktsois saw in that, wow, a mishaleach could drop dead and the shlichus could continue. The other achrayim say, dead wrong, pun intended. Faket. If a mishaleach is dead, the shlichus can't continue. But the longest one, a shliach rishon, is memana shliach sheni, he's being memana the shliach sheni to be a shliach of the original mishaleach. That's why he can conveniently die and it doesn't bother us. I have a question. The Olam is familiar with Omer Imru. Omer Imru is when a baal gives instructions to someone not to write the get even, but he says, I'm giving you instructions to be memana someone else to write the get. There's actually a man, the Omer, that holds that that's not even good, and neither, not the first shliach, not the second shliach, can write the get because it's a classic case of me. But there's a man, the Omer, that it is good. And yes, the baal could be memana shliach rishon, to be memana an amira, to be memana the shliach sheni. After the shliach rishon went to the shliach sheni and said, I have instructions for you. He said I should tell you that. Do you care if the shliach rishon dies? No. But could the shliach rishon be mevatel the shlichus? The poskim have a nidin, the nesivus, other achronim talk about that. Maybe over here he can't even pull off the asi dibur mevatel dibur. He finished his job. He was a technical Omer Imrunik, and now he's out of the equation.
You could say this Shulchan Shalom from Maisa, he was never the one of the people.
Yes, I don't know, but I hear, it's a different way of looking at it. It's possible, I hear. That's not how the Nesiva says it, but that's what's called. Now, I want to go back to a shaila I asked before. We asked an interesting shayla. Why do you bechlal need a pasuk of shliach? This is profound. Why do you need a pasuk that shliach is a shliach? By gittin, there's a makar that shliach is a shliach, and we have to still discuss what's the makar that shliach is a shliach by kedushin, truma, carbon pesach, and whatnot. But we asked the question. Why? Not your question. Not even a similar question. A different question. The question is, why do I need a bazunder a pasuk that a shliach can make a shliach? If there's shlichus on gittin, and there's shlichus on carbon pesach, and there's shlichus on mechira, and there's shlichus on... So let there be shlichus on shlichus.
That's a question on
Mitzvahs, not on... No. It's a question in general on the Gemara, although we said, what's wrong with the Makar? But I want... You'll see what I want to do now. This is a question to respect. There might be a few turutzim. I want to suggest an out-of-the-box attitude to it. You know what? You're right. I put up a white flag. Even if there wouldn't be a gzeres akasav of shlichus on shlichus, even if there wouldn't be a gzeres akasav of shlichus on shlichus, in fact, if you would know that there's a din of shlichus by truma, kedushin, karma, pesach, and get, you would make a quadruple tzara shava and catch on that there's also shlichus by a fifth thing called shlichus. Yes! Again, I have a few twits on why not, but let's humor me. It would be true even if beferish there would not be a din of shlichus as a shlichus, but there would be a din of shlichus by gittin, kedushin, truma, karma, pesach, v'chule. You would be able to add to the list of many things there's shlichus by shlichus. The difference is that if there would be shlichus by shlichus, who is the shliach sheni a shliach of? The shliach rishon. And maybe that's true. Also, but shliach is mechadish that you can make a shliach that he'll be a shliach of the original baal, the original mishaleach in a baal and a get, or whoever, the baal truma, the baal korban, the baal get, the baal whatever. I don't know if it's the right answer to the kasha, but it's another way of looking at it. So we delved a little bit though in the ma'amakim. When a shliach rishon is memana, a shliach sheni, is he being memana a shliach of himself, or he's selling you a vek as a shliach of the original? Nafkamina, is the shliach rishon able to become a shaita? Is the shliach rishon able to die? Is the shliach rishon able to be mevatel? How should we look at all this thing? What if this bechlala command chain? There was a 7-stage shliach, a shliach, a shliach, a shliach, and somewhere in the middle suddenly died. Does it ruin the chain for further or not? A lot of things to discuss. We can discuss if it's the mafreya or so or not. There's a lot of details to discuss. There's another shayla, still continuing. It was in the Marma Kaimis. A few people came over about it. It's a very interesting shayla in the Mishle Melech. Once again, clear your minds, a new case. There's a Baal, I don't know his name. He has a get, it's already written up. He's Memane, a Shliach, Lahailacha. Fair enough, let's call him Ruven. He was Memane Shimon as a Shliach Lahailacha. Shimon's on the way, it's a 2-day trip. Ruven decides, I want to be Mevatel the Shliach. I'm not getting it personal reasons. He wants to be Mevatel the Shliach. He can. He's Mevatel the get, Mevatel the Shliach. He wants to be Mevatel. Meanwhile, he changes and goes, and now instead, is Meman is someone else. Let's say he's not Mevatel the get, he's only Mevatel the shlichus. So Ruvain, the husband, instead, after being Mevatel Shimon, is Memane. Oh, you heard the shit already. Is Memane Levi as a shliach, as his first, his second first, as a shliach loylacha. Now, we know that then by get, shliach is a shliach, so who can Levi potentially choose as a shliach for himself? By the way, could he choose Ruvain as his shliach? Someone asked you that, by the way, someone asked the shliach. Could he be Memane the Baal to be the Shliach as a Shliach of the Lacha? But that's not the case of Mishle Melech. The Mishle Melech wants to know, can Levi be Memane Shimon? What's the issue? What? Levi can be Memane anyone in the world. Why can't he be Memane Shimon? So some people, and the Mishle Melech says he's Mesupik. It was in the Marma Kaimis. Some people say it's a Shail of Kepay, the Balabatash thing. Does he have something against the guy? I don't know. Ula, Yesh La'ayin, that maybe the Mishle Melech Suffolk is an Oymik the Kishaila when Shimon, a.k.a. the Shliach Rishon. No, Shimon was canceled. When Levi, the Shliach Rishon, the new Shliach Rishon, wants to choose someone as a Shliach Sheni, is he making that person, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun, Chulei, a Shliach of himself? Or is he making him a Shliach of the original husband? We cleared it, legit Shiloh? Ulai, I don't know for sure, but Ulai, it's telling the Mishle Melech, the Hainu, you can't go make him Reuven's Shliach, because you know Reuven's Makbar on that. But at Kamer, at the Lombard says, you're making him your shliach, so then who cares if Reuven's makbid on that? Reuven was makbid that Shimon should be his shliach. I'm not making him his shliach, I'm making him my shliach. Yesh Lovin, if the Mishle Melech Shaila reared on, is Nageya to the Chakira we're clearing from. Sorry, so one last time, wrap up. What? What? Oh, that is going to get involved in the schizophrenic issues of shlichus later on, whether you mamish that guy. That's an excellent shayla that's going to have a lot of repercussions in a blot and a half from now, how much you mamish making that person or not. I don't want to go there now. I don't want to go there now. But he had a kibbeh. The Torah on the Mishle Melech, but that, the Mishle Melech is an Hilchos Gerushin. It may be Dido by Kedushin, but that's the case for Hamdos. You're right. There could be other factors. And more than that, it's possible the Mishnah Melech is more of a balabatish shayla of umdino. It is. But I wanted to bring in the Mishnah Melech as an akuda that it might rear on the shayla. What was the shayla again? Too much. We talked about two very interesting topics today. They merged. And maybe it's confusing. It confused me. So let me just set it up again. There's the topic of the Ktzois Tor Rambam thingy of Nishtate Goisis Meis, which is a general shayla in Shlichas Bechlal about the strings attached between a Mishaleach and his one and only Shliach. How dominant is the Mishaleach playing a role in the situation over here that, yes, he can be sleeping, Machloikis, if he can be Gemashaita, bigger Machloikis Ktzois, he could even be dead, and all that, which is a nice topic. And we merge that into the other shayla. In the longness of shliach, I say shliach, or shlichas on shlichas, that we cleared, is the shliach sheni a shliach of the shliach rishon, or is he a shliach of the original shliach? We talked about it on a few fronts. The most, the one that connected the two topics, let's remind ourselves at least about that one, is when the shliach rishon dies, and the din is that the shliach sheni can continue, the ktsois on that said, aha! That's what he said. He said, you see from here that a Mishaleach could be dead as long as the husband's alive. Get it. But the other Achrayim said, no. Avada, it's Yitochein that if a Mishaleach dies, it's for sure over. This, that, it's Yitochein that if the Shliach Rishon is dead, the Shliach Sheni could still yet continue, and it's a Gemara and Gittin Daf Chavtes that he could. And it's a Gemara and Gittin Daf Chavtes first, not like the Ksois, by the way, that the reason why the Shliach Sheni could continue is because he's still connected to the original husband. It's Kemata Gemara. That's a B'maimur Amuskar Apella on the Ksois. He squeezes out his spilus that a Mishaleach could be dead from the fact that the Shliach Rishon, a.k.a. Mishaleach, is allowed to be dead and you can continue. The Gemara L'Chaira, where he's quoting, that says that a Shliach Sheni could continue, quite clearly is saying he's able to continue because he is connected stringlessly to the original Mishaleach. Not of the first one, of the middle person.
Of the
Shliach Rishon. Yeah, that's what he, yes. And that's why he says, and after the end, he's disclosed that the Shliach Rishon is dead and you can continue. And that's where he gets his idea that a Mishaleach, Shliach Rishon and Mishaleach are the same guy, and he's allowed to be dead as long as the husband's alive. And then if you really want to go further than he ever wanted to go, that your mom is that guy, maybe the husband's alive because there's a shliach there, right? That you don't want to do, right? So I'm saying that's where it stops, yeah. Maybe. Right? Maybe you shouldn't fall to even because you made a shliach, so the husband's still alive. Yeah? That you didn't want to do that, right? Yet. Yeah, let's get deeper into this mom to do things like that. Yeah, it might affect that. We can clarify if the Baal can be a shliach coming around from the other corner. It might be totally in the ksois, yes. Zok tigamar weiter. Zok the Gemara weiter. We prove that there's a makar of shlichus by gittin, bazunder shlich leilocha, bazunder shlich lekabala, bazunder shlich is a shlich one or two. We have by kedushin kipshutai the mashmoi. Someone was mired the mashmoi. So the Gemara is that bechein kedushin is on anything mentioned by gittin, even shlich is a shlich. Although we delved into some mili issues, we talked about mili by shlich lekabala of get. We talked about mili by shlich leilocha of kedushin. We talked about mili by matana. Zok the Gemara. The Elohadatanan, a mission in Truma. So Imer Lashluch, I'd say, Troim, Toirim, Kadas, Balabais. If someone is Memana Shliach to do Truma, he's Toirim like the Das and the Balabais. We know that by Truma, Chita Achas, Poiteris, Esakri. To be Mafresh the Tevel, to become Ois Tevel, it's enough one Mashu. But Chazal, Midrabbana, were Mesakin that for the Nesina, you should give him a Chubadik amount. And namely, they made three standards, either Midah Beinonis, which is 2%, Echad Me Chamishim, 2%, or Echad Me Arboyim, which is 2.5%, and Echad Me Shishim, which is not 1.5%. It's a little bit less. Work out the numbers. It's not ratio aligned. But those were the three numbers that they picked. It's aligned in the fractions. 40, 50, 60. In the percentages, it's not exactly Ganoi for a different time. But Akoponim, the Mi, the Beinonis, and you told the guy to be Torah. Now, the MS, the Mishnah continues with a whole new setup. Then you're supposed to assume pain and a second mechamishim, and if you went off and you did piches asara, it's still truma. Frek the play Yeshua. Why did the Gemara have to quote this entire arichas of the Mishnah? If sach akol, what the Gemara is trying to do, and that is what the Gemara is trying to do, find the Mishnah in Trumas where you see that there's shlichas by truma, and then ask the magic question, minolon, and there's going to be an attempt to learn it out from a memetzino from Gittin. The chitayim of the yalav migerishin and a pircha malagerishin shekanyesin lchol, and then the giloy that is actually a bazundra pasik by truma amar kraatam gamatem l'rabbis es shliach. And then the expected question. So if there's a makar for shlichas by truma, let that be the makar for gittin and kedushin. Also, the Gemara asks v'lichtev rachmana v'truma v'neisi hanach. What's hanach? Gittin and kedushin v'negrim aminei. There's a pirkei machshava and on and we're going to do that. But the trigger for all this was that we found the Mishnah in Kedusha that there's Truma, that there's Shlichas by Truma. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, to find the Mishnah in Shrumas that there's Shlichas by Truma would have sufficed the first 6 words. 6 words, the Baal Bais is not enough. Okay. Well, just to quote the ratio. Zot the Pnei Yeshua. And the Rosh Hashiva, Shlita in the Shir Kol, he actually said a different tarot to this Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. But Zot the Pnei Yeshua. Mitzad the Reisha, you would have been able to learn that it's not as the lumdus of Shlichus. It's with a different lumdus called Zechiyah. Zachan Adam Shalai Befanav. Now, this is so not fair because there's a concept called Zechiyah Midin Shlichus. Now, there's also a concept Zechiyah Lav Midin Shlichus. Please, we haven't done it yet. We're going to. It will develop. But when the Pnei Yeshua is putting that on the table, what he's trying to do is that maybe there's a concept of Zechiyah that's not even connected to Shlichus. And Mitzad the Reisha of the Mishnah of Ha'aymer L'Shluchi Tzei Troim Tarim Kadas Balabayas, you would not be able to Bechlal ask, where's the Makar of Shlichus? And let's learn how Shlichus from here. And what, how do you know Shlichus here? All the WH questions. No, it's just Zechiyah. But in the Seifa, when you don't know, and you deviated, and you did less and more, and all that, that's already can't work out Shlichus. Because the guy could say, you botched me up, L'Hachia, I didn't want you to do it. It's a schus to have the mitzvah and the achronim ask. No, and also it's tevel. Right now it's tevel. He's not in Russia. Oh, he wants to eat tevel. The guy. What is he? He wants to eat tevel. No, maybe he wants the mitzvah. No, there's a question. Maybe he wants the mitzvah. Those are all good questions. No, we're gonna talk about all that.
It's free labor.
Wow. Okay, that one's in the new good. One second. Fact is, the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that mitzad the Reisha, you would have been able to maybe learn that it's also Zechiyah. It's the Sefer that clinches it, that shows that it has to be with alumnus of Shlichus, to which the Gemara legit asks, so where's the Makar of Shlichus? That's the Pnei Yeshua. I have a few things to say here. The Rishash has Akasha going through the Mishnayos and Shrumas. This Mishnah is in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. The Rishash finds 3 prior Mishnayos in the Masechta that L'chayr also scream Shlichus. One is about the fact that a goy can't take off Truma for you. Mashma a Yid could. Another one is that when your Eved is taking off Truma for you, the Rishash wants to say maybe there it's different because it's Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. And there's a third Mishnah that talks about the B'nai Bayis taking off Truma for you. And again, he has an idea. Maybe B'nai Bayis is better. It's like Mamish, it's Yodai. It's a starker kind of Yodai Arichta thingy. But again, that's an interesting Nakuda that the Rishash says, why don't we pull it all the way off the Perek Dalet over here? There were prior Mishnayos. But fact is, yes, it's true. You have these Mishnayos. And either the Reisha or the Seifa is Akoponim Al Shlichus. And then the Kasha is, so where's the Makar Shlichus? I want to ask now the 3 Kashas. There's a lot to do, but we'll start with the 3 Kashas. The 3 Kashas are, what's the Gemara's ride from this Mishnah that it's Al Shlichus? Maybe it's with a different Gedder. Question number 1. Maybe it's Zechiyah. Yeah, I know we spoke to Pnei Yeshua, but let me say the question again. Maybe it's Al Zochin. And maybe we can even kvetch the Seifa Al Zochin. But that's a question to appreciate. L'chaira, maybe we should learn that this, that when you Akapana, when you Megala, you said Seitron, maybe it could work with Zechiyah, Lav Midin Shlichos, Zochin Adam Shalai Befanov. Maybe a question to deal with. Question number 2. The first question I want to call is the Pnei Yeshua's question. Question number 2 is the Kasha of the Shita Leinoid Lami. We know that Truma is Chal b'machshava. We know that from Sugis and Trumas, but we also know that from Kedushin. We did it already, the Gemara. The Gemara says, why don't you learn out Shlichus of Gittin and Kedushin from Truma? And the Gemara says, no, Truma is Chal b'machshava. What does it mean, Truma is Chal b'machshava? Many Rishonim learn, Rashi brings it over here. You can look at a pile of Dagon, which is Tevel. By the way, Tevel, everyone is Chai of Misa, even a Koyin. Tevel. You have to be mafresh truma. How much truma you have to be mafresh? 1 chita. With the Rabbana, they said you should give 2.5%. There's a famous Rashi in Yevamos that explains that the gedder of truma, the gedder of tevel, the gedder of Isra tevel is the truma that's m'orav in it. Not a new Isra of tevel, it's because of the truma that's m'orav in it. What? Tosis asks on Rashi, so why can't the Kohen eat tevel? Because of that, Tosis has a different shot, and there's Torah to answer up for Rashi on that. But you have this Isra of Tevel. Now, you want to be mafreshit. When we say Truma b'machshava, it's many different shitas, but there's a shita that says you just look at it. and you have in mind that the right front end of it should be the truma, that should be the truma's meiser. You have in mind the various things. You oimid bitzadzeh, oimid bitzadzeh, and it works by machshava. Frep the sheet and me, and other rachanim also ask, so why do you ever need a shliach for? I mean, you tell your shliach, can you take off truma from the... So you already did it. You thought about it. The machshava itself. If you gave him instructions to do it... Oh, 1 second. But if it's able to be chal machshava shteita by truma drum shalav is chal. I'm gonna get... One second. Someone else also thought of terrorists. 1 second, yeah. This. If truma is chal b'machshava, frek the sheet l'nei b'mi, how could you want to be... How could it be relevant to be mamana shliach? That was question number two. Question number one was zochim. Question number two is machshava. Question number three, there's oinig yontif, and it's a big topic. There are rayas, and I'm not going to do justice to it, that you bechlal don't even have to be the bialim to be the one to mafresh truma. Meaning, the assumption over here was that the bialim is mafresh truma, and then he has to be mamana, someone else, zechiyah, shlichas, machshava, to do it for him. There are makayrus that there's no din bialim bechlal by truma. Anyone can be mafresh the truma from devil. Not a push the topic. But if that's true, then avada, we also have to deal with it. Now, legabi the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua of Zochin, we already said that the Pnei Yeshua says, Adonai, but the Gemara knew about that, and that's why the Gemara quoted the Sefer as well, because in the Sefer, when he deviated off the path of the decimals over here, that's where already you had left the Zechiyah option to be discussed. What about the fact that it can be Chal Machshava? Toysis in Bechayris, Saf Nun Tes, in the Mara Mekoymes. Trum is not chal b'machshava. It's a bluff. It needs dibur. There are gemaras, he says, that says machshava. It doesn't mean machshava. It means dibur. And yes, you want to be mamana shliach, but then you want to go to sleep and not talk. The shliach has to do it, because you need dibur. There's another tais in Chulin, which we didn't bring in the Maror Mekoymes, but he brings that even if it's true that truma could be mamash chal b'machshava, even not dibur, that's only by d'mai, when it's only l'chumra d'rabbanan, but b'ikra din on tevel doi raisa, it's not enough machshava. It needs dibur. And you need to be mamana shliach to do that. Machshava means that you don't need a maisa. He performs that. The Gemara on the base. Machshava means not a maisa. Machshava in that Gemara faker, it means dibur, not a maisa. Yeah. That, it depends on which context. That's what Toysim Bechairis deals with. It was in the Mara Mekoymes. He wants to save a dibur. The Shikla and Aydlami goes weiter. He says, in fact, maybe you could be mafresh truma of a machshava. But you have to think a machshava. You want to instead be memana shliach and then go to sleep. You don't want to have the machshava. Now the Olam asks me, so just don't make yourself crazy. Just have the machshava. So first of all, could you be memana shliach that next year's crop, which hasn't even started growing yet, he should be the shliach to be memani? Yeah, shlodin about davar shleiv olayla. But if not, so then you can't have the machshava. You can't have already the machshava. Now next year's crop, I'm going to take off. But you could already maybe be memana the shliach. Another potential teretz for the shita leinoy de lemi. There's a Mishnah in Shrumis. If a person's about to say Harezet Shruma, and he slips and he says Harezet Meiser, so there's a hold in that it's not Chal, not Shruma, because he didn't say, and not Meiser, because he wasn't the Kavana to say. And the Achrayim asked, but his Machshava was Shruma, so let it be Chal b'Machshava. The Torah haven't asked the Kasha. Other Achrayim, we talked about this other time. So if you were Machlit to do it with the Dibur, and you slipped and did it the wrong way, then you can't use Machshava. Similarly, if you memane a shliach, then you can't anymore do it the other way. You already shtel devek, you're doing it that way. Now, there's another whole topic here in the Ktsois, in Simen, Reish Mem Gimel. He brings a Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen wants to know about, there was a dough rising in someone's house, and you need to do Afroshas Chala, and preferably you need to do Afroshas Chala before you bake it. And the owner, the Balatabayit, had left, and the Misharetet, Jewish, sees the dough where it's heading. She chaps that if she's not mafresh, not hers, if she's not mafresh, the dough is not hers, if she's not mafresh chala, it's going to be a problem, because if you don't bake it right now, and you're not supposed to bake it before you do afrosha, it's going to turn all sour, not sour though, it's going to be really bad. So she, on her own initiative, decides, zochin, without instructions, without say, and she's mafresh the chala. There's a whole arichas there in the ksais. When you apply the umdana, that maybe you would warn him to do it. One last hara, fascinating hara from the minchas chinuch. It's a big, 1 second, it's a big arichas, but I want to at least speak out the minchas chinuch and mitzvah shilam edvav. We're going to discuss the shayla of the einig yontif, that it's, you're talking that you b'chalal don't have to be the owner to be mafresh truma. Let's assume Let's assume that if the Gemara here is talking about shlichus to be mafresh truma, that the assumption is that only the owner could be mafresh, and when you're mamana shliach, that's the lamed. It's as if he's you. It's as if he's you. He's the baal truma. The Minchas Hakana brings an interesting case. There's a story with bittel chametz. I don't have all the details, but there's a story there with bittel chametz, that there's chametz that's coming erev Pesach, the sixth hour, and you need to do bittel, and you can't do bittel once it's after this man, and the owner doesn't know about it, and someone else has the chametz. And there's a Yisoy, the Taz brings, you know for sure that's the guys are from Yid, that everyone's from Yid. You'll do the bittel. So the Nesivis, his Sefer and Hilchos Pesach, his Makor Chaim, he asks, but only an owner could do bittel. I'm not going into bittel chametz now, but bittel chametz can only be done by the owner. And he wasn't mimani you to do the bittel. How could you do the bittel if you're not the owner? So he still sued this Taisus and Mechairis that there's an umdina, Litzoyrich Mitzvah, that the guy wants to be yours. Now, where's the Maisa Kenyan? You don't even need a Maisa Kenyan. Litzoyrich Mitzvah. You could be mocking something with telepathy, and it's as if it becomes yours. And that's pshat and the taz, again, that you do bittel on the chametz that's not even yours, because there's an assumption that the owner wants it to be yours, and is able to make it yours because of the umdina of this toysin b'chayrus, that l'tzayrach mitzvah yamakna. Says the Minchas Chinuch, so maybe that should be a new pshat, and how you can have, by say trying, that it should work for the hafrashas truma, without zechiyah, without machshava, without shlichus. He's the new baal habayis. If it worked by bittel chametz, frek the Minchas Chinuch, why can't it work? Lagabe hafrashas truma, that was a starter. In Mi'eretz Hashem, what we have to do is the hemshich of truma, and then into carbon pesach. We're moving along. That's hard.